I got the three amigos in here. Jeremy Law joining Alex Bauman and Michael Giddens on the segment of McCurley in the Morning. Yesterday, we got a lot of rave reviews with our Are You Smarter Than a Romper rumor. And Giddens and I go head-to-head every week with fifth grade to first grade questions in five subjects. And I won yesterday.
Only the second time you've won.
Well, compared to your four.
Very disappointed in myself.
I intentionally don't listen to what y'all talk about.
He makes it a point.
He intentionally don't listen.
All right, not because it's not entertaining. I don't want to hear something that I may have to take discipline. I don't have the day to do. Why did y'all talk about that this morning?
Well, you know,
the Mad Libs.
The Mad Libs are we would probably get in a little trouble for.
So, but if somebody ever says, "Did you hear what?" I was like, "I didn't hear it this morning." I don't know.
Neither did anybody else. You know, but no, seriously, we wanted to talk about something. Jeremy's in on it, and of course, Michael Giddens is. And I don't know how much Bauman is in on professional wrestling.
Not enough.
But yesterday,
indoctrinate him.
Yesterday we lost a legend,
one of if not the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, 71 years old,
an icon. Everybody, I brought this up to my wife. I said, "There's three people in wrestling. I think that the most casual person that doesn't follow wrestling has probably still heard the name Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and John Cena."
Okay, I'm going to throw one more in there for Jeremy. I'm going to ask him this: three of the best entertainers. Forget wrestling. Entertainers in my lifetime have been Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Dusty Rhodes.
Do they have to be in wrestling? I mean, like...
No, I'm just talking about entertainers.
I'm a little sad that...
Michael Jackson...
You could say The Rock or Stone Cold, but I feel like there are definitely some casuals that don't know The Rock. They know The Rock for movies. They don't know The Rock
okay,
for wrestling.
Okay, I was going to say, but they know everybody pretty much knows The Rock. Yeah. No, listen. Hulk Hogan was NWO Hulk Hogan when I could first start remembering, right? 1997, 1998, and then when the WCW collapsed. But that was so much fun as a kid. And then him coming back to WWE, which was WWF, and having the WrestleMania 18 with The Rock, and he, like, hulked up and, like, won it at the... I mean, like, those are some core... Wrestling, I know people, it fell off, but it's back. Wrestling, Giddens will tell you, like, wrestling's back right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's fun. And I have a little, my son, Giddens will appreciate this since he doesn't, well, he might if he has a boy or girl since they don't want to find out. But my one-year-old walks around the house yeeting like Jay Uso. if you say yeet, he starts doing his hands like this. And my daughter grew up in the Roman Reigns tribal chief, so she used to put her finger in the air. So it is really sad, though, to hear about Hulk Hogan because he... In a lull period, he kept wrestling alive for a little bit, the same way that, you know, maybe you could say that John Cena or somebody else did.
Well, and I'm going to ask you guys a question this, and I maybe get Bauman's opinion on this too. Funerals nowadays have changed so much because there's different ways, you know, people with cremation, they don't want the crowds and all this, that, and the other. I can think back into my day when Paul Bear Bryant died. The funeral procession for that was just immense, enormous. Okay, I can think about people like Michael Jackson. I can even go back before you guys were born and think Elvis's was just, you know, what do you think it would be like if Hulk Hogan does have a funeral? At how many people?
It's gonna be mixed because, you know, like obviously he had an amazing wrestling career, but you know, over the last decade and a half, his, you know, the things that he did and the things that came out about him. You know, kind of dampen that reputation a little bit over time. But I know there's still going to be a big turnout, whatever they do.
Didn't I see him at the Republican convention before?
Yeah, he was at the RNIC, whatever it was, the convention. And then, you know, his last WWE outing, he got booed when he came out.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because he voted for Trump. But it's fun. It's weird to ask this, but now wrestling is so high. Like, you got to realize, his finisher was a leg drop.
Yep.
Now people are doing like triple backflips off the top rope through a table.
Yeah. It's a lot more athletic now.
How different would it be today? But you got to realize, not everybody was 6'7", 280 or whatever he was back in the day now. You know, like, so that he towered. They say Andre the Giant. Well, when they stood like this face to face, Andre the Giant wasn't like that much bigger than Hulk Hogan.
No.
So that was.
No.
24 inch pythons. I mean, he had 2 foot round biceps. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and think about this in the movie Rocky III, when, and I know it's a movie, but they say that Sylvester Stallone really picked him up and put him over. He didn't throw him, of course. He just kind of picked him up and ledged him over the top rope. That takes some strength to pick somebody that size up, and they say he really did it. But I'm going to ask each one of you guys, everybody in professional sports, whether it be your football, soccer, whether it be basketball, baseball, whatever, they have a rival. Who would you say would have been Hulk Hogan's biggest rival?
Oh, man.
You got some good names in there. You got Iron Sheik. You got Sergeant Slaughter.
I got to say Randy Macho Man Savage.
When he heel turned on Macho Man. Yeah. That was a real two-year WrestleMania buildup between him and The Rock, which was really cool. I mean, Andre the Giant, obviously a longtime rival from back in the day when it was still – when they were in the WWF in the 80s. I don't know, man. It's hard to
put your finger on one.
I mean, that's like asking, like, who's seen this? Like, I mean, he has so many legitimate –
But that's why I say that Hulk Hogan was an entertainer. Yeah, he was a wrestler, and he was in some movies, parts and stuff, but he was an entertainer, man. I mean – He's big. Bauman, you're not saying much. Who do you think would have been Hulk Hogan's biggest rival? Me?
Ric Flair, I guess. That's the only one I really know.
They were rivals for a little bit.
Yeah. They were kind of, for the most of their careers, they were in two different forms of wrestling. But, yeah. So.
Sting for a little bit.
Yeah.
That was true when Sting.
That's one from the past.
Stayed with WCW and Hulk went over. You know, Sting just retired.
Yeah,
he's 67 years old.
Wow. Well, and Hulk was what, 71?
Retirement match was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, just last year. 67 or something.
And
like that.
Hulk was what, 71?
71.
71.
Yeah. I mean, Hulk, though, was in the ring with dudes that were not much younger, but 15 years younger than him. Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. And like, he was getting around with those guys.
Well, then The Rock wouldn't.
Oh, The Rock in his mid 30s was when that WrestleMania match took place.
And I would say, what was Hulk then? 50s?
50 something. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was 20. 3 years ago?
Yeah, 22, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
It is sad that he's gone. I mean, it is a wrestling icon, regardless of what came out late. He was a part of a lot of people's childhood, you know, growing up. You know, Saturday nights back in the day.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It wasn't
you,
much
man.
On TV, but when Hulk Hogan came on, he came on.
And the thing about his era compared to, like, Cena's era is, like, there's the majority of fans that follow know that it's scripted. That it's a show that's being put on, but Hogan carried it in an era when a lot of people thought it was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's impressive to me.
The title reigns, you know, everybody can look back now and say he held the title too long, but not everything was on TV. So if somebody in California wanted to see Hulk Hogan, it might be 5 months, you know? So the title reigns were Bruno and everybody who held it for a long time, but I mean, Hulk Hogan was a champion for a long time, which is even cooler how Roman Reigns was a champion for as long as he was because he's on TV each and every week. But
just thought of another one. How about Jake the Snake?
Jake the Snake Roberts. Did he passed away, or is he still?
No,
I think it was recent, wasn't it?
I think he's maybe he did. I thought he was still alive, though. Sabu passed away recently.
Google it. Sabu
did pass away. I did not realize that the Ultimate Warrior came out on Monday Night Raw and said, you know, the heart beats for the final time. He, like, died the next day. Yeah. That was, like, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, right before COVID happened? So,
and it was, like, the first time that he came out and had, like, a positive moment on WWE television, and then he dies the next day.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
Since he'd left the company.
All right, quickly.
All right.
Wrestling Mount Rushmore.
Ooh. It's got to be 4, right?
Oh, yeah. You can give me a fifth bonus if you want one.
Okay.
But they're not ranked in order, but Mount Rushmore is Mount Rushmore. If you're on it,
I'm going to try to not be biased here, but it's going to be hard. I'm going to go Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, John Cena, and Shawn Michaels.
Ooh, Shawn Michaels is the best in-ring guy ever.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why.
I'm totally different because of the era. From y'all, not totally. I say the Hulk. I say Ric Flair. He knew how to win. I got to go with the Road Warriors.
Both of them?
You put a tag team on the Mount Rushmore?
Well,
that's like putting the president and a vice president on the Mount Rushmore.
I guess if you're going to put one more, I would probably say, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, Jimmy Superfly Snuka was pretty good, too. You never remembered him from
Superfly, of course. Yeah, we do.
But I don't know. It'd be between him and The Rock.
It wasn't too long ago where Jimmy came out and it was in a Royal Rumble, maybe a decade ago.
Yeah, he was. Man, that guy could fly. I mean, really.
The reason why I don't want to put The Rock on it is because he really bailed in his prime. And so did Stone Cold, but Stone Cold had already had a career in WCW and worked his way up. And Stone Cold saved the WWF.
And Stone Cold didn't have a choice. Stone Cold wouldn't have just gone to do movies. Stone Cold had to retire due to injuries.
So, yeah. Mine? Y'all, okay. It's, man. Hogan's got to be on there because he made wrestling what it is. Like, that's what it was. Stone Cold number two. I'm going Undertaker number three.
That was fighting between I was going there. That was the tough one for me.
Yep.
Oh, and y'all ain't going to want to hear this because he's still kicking right now. He's still wrestling. But Roman Reigns is.
You going to put Roman over Cena?
I got to.
Well, fifth on my list, if he would probably be Dusty Rhodes.
That's because I like Roman. I've always been a Roman Reigns fan. Yeah. Like, I've never been a John Cena. Even like at post-Thuganomics, I became not a fan. I was the Cena sucks guy.
Oh, I was part of that too. But okay.
I'm also not impressed with this reign right now, by the way.
Let's see what the Mount Rushmore from Bauman would be.
Yes, let's find. What's your Mount
Come on,
Rushmore?
Bow Wow.
Can you name four wrestlers that we haven't named?
If you put Muck up there, I'm gone.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, he's ChatGPT. He's
Googling it.
I had to Google a wrestler just to be sure. But Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, John Cena, and The Undertaker.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I have Rey Mysterio on there as well just because I grew up with him.
Who'd you say?
Mount Rushmore. Booyaka, booyaka.
Even if you did a Mount Rushmore of Lucha Libre, whatever, he would be like 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yeah. That's how good he is.
You guys didn't really see in his prime, but Abdullah the Butcher, anybody that could scrape his head with a pencil and eat paper on national TV was mean.
Who was the big guy, the big Japanese guy?
Tojo Yamamoto used to be one of them.
Yokozuna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Dave.
That's all right. Well, there was a guy that he used to beat you with a wooden shoe.
Next week, we're going
to
talk about the top five returns in WWE history.
Next week, we're going to talk about soccer. Giddens wants to talk about something, and I don't know what it is.
Can I stick around for one?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, cool.